biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. In the interest of our government, the King Kendall Broadcasting Corporation asks you to accept Uncle Sam as the sponsor of the Green Hornet program. With his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Murder Trips a Rat. The Green Hornet strikes again.
I told you I was going to the police, and I meant it. Now get out. Get out.
Yeah, that's right. William Stockman, deceased. Sure. Sure, that's why I called you, Sarge. Is it on the level that he called the police and said he was coming over to spill something? Well, we just got a rumor about it, Sarge. Don't ask me where. Oh, it is true, huh? Well, the boss, Mr. Reed, asked me to check on it. What was he going to spill about? Maybe there's a follow-up story for the front page in it. What's that? What? Oh, rats with long tails, huh? Okay, Sarge, thanks. Come on, beautiful.
You owe me, Lowry?
Nobody else should have plumb. We're going to see Mr. Reed.
You said rats with long tails. What does that mean?
One of the nastiest words in the English language, Gail. Racketeers.
What's the matter, boss? You're not impressed.
I guess you didn't hear about it, Lowry.
Hear what, Mr. Reed?
The police commissioner just phoned. They found Stockman's murderer.
What?
Yeah. Walked right in and admitted it. The murderer is a woman by the name of Robinson.
She won't talk to me, Gail. But she says she will talk to another woman. You dames stick together, don't you?
I reckon it's up to me then, Lowry.
Yeah? Well, don't mess it up.
What in the world do you mean?
I mean brains. I don't know how much you've got, but for the sake of page one, use them, will you?
Are you calling me dumb?
Do I have to?
Miss Manning.
Yes?
This way. You can talk to Miss Robinson.
Go on. Here, take this list of questions.
I declare, Lowry, don't you think I know my way around?
Yeah, yeah, on a dance floor. Now, here, take it. The list of some of the questions I was going to ask. We've got to get something out of this interview. James.
Why wouldn't that murderer a man? That's her, waiting in the third booth. You can talk through the wire screen.
Hello, Miss Robinson. I'm Gail Manning. I'm a reporter for the Daily Sentinel.
Hello.
You're in an awful jam. You don't look like the murdering type. Honest, you don't. I've got some questions I'd like to ask you.
Are they written on that piece of paper?
Huh? Oh, shucks. I didn't know I was still carrying this. Don't pay it no mind. I'll ask my own questions. Say, That ring you're sliding up and on and off of your finger there. I see it's an engagement ring. Is that why you shot him?
I told that to the police.
Shucks, Miss Robinson, that won't do me a bit of good. What I want is stuff you didn't tell the police. You know, real exclusive news. Now, come on, fess up. You've got some other reason, haven't you?
You all whisper right here in my ear, hmm?
What's that? Oh, boss, I tell you, she's nuts.
I am not.
Why didn't you ask the questions I had written down instead of trying to do things your own way?
Oh, golly, Lowry. Girl's got to stand on her own two feet.
Well, never mind, Lowry. You couldn't get in to see the prisoner, and Gail did. She's got her own role to hold. There's no reason why she should just be a mouthpiece for your questions.
But she didn't think of a thing, boss. Why, listen, if I talked to that dame, I'd have gotten an exclusive life story signed, sealed, and ghostwritten for the Sentinel by yours truly.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, why not?
I reckon I was more interested in whether she was innocent or guilty, Lowry.
Oh. Well, maybe I would have been sort of hard-boiled.
She didn't say much of anything, Mr. Reed. Just kept repeating she shot him, that's all.
Pretty good evidence. Especially in murder, Gail.
There's no doubt the gun she brought into the station house was a murder weapon.
Well, sure. They checked the markings on the bullets.
But I still don't believe she did it.
Yeah, so I gather.
I've been thinking about going over to the place where she lived, Mr. Reed. But I don't know. I guess the police have gone over that pretty thoroughly.
And does you got any idea what the racket connection might be?
Gosh, I didn't even ask.
Well, I did, boss. Good thing one of us is a reporter.
Well?
No dice. The only time racketeering was mentioned was when the late William Stockman phoned the police and said he was coming over with information about a racket. And before he could go, bang. Goodbye, Mr. Stockman.
Okay. Gail, how can you believe the woman is innocent? She had what appears to be a perfectly good reason for killing Stockman, didn't she?
Well, she said it was jealousy.
That's one of the best.
Sure, his name was engaged to Stockman. He decided to give her the gate. She wouldn't take it. So, before he could slam the gate, she slammed him. With a little gun.
Well, I still don't think she did it.
Are you sympathizing with her?
Oh, of course I am.
You've got one good reason.
Feminine intuition.
Just one, Gail.
Well, I told you about that engagement ring, didn't I?
No, she's wearing it.
She said she'd been wearing it for a year. But I think she was fibbing.
More feminine intuition.
What is it? Here, look. See this ring on my right hand? I've been wearing it for 8 months now. I haven't done anything special or been out in the sun more than usual. But when I take it off, you can see that there's a mark from the ring, can't you?
Yes, Gail. What about it?
Nothing, Mr. Reed. Only, if Miss Robinson had been wearing that engagement ring for a year, like she says, how come there's no mark on her finger?
Manning isn't as dumb as she acts, Kato. She's a smart girl.
That's very observing. What she said this afternoon at the Sentinel office about engagement ring. Yes?
Yes. Kato, there's a mystery here someplace. I don't like mysteries.
Hmm?
The sooner it's cleared up, the better.
Police believe Miss Robinson shoots guns.
The police may be wrong.
That is possible. You think perhaps Green Hornet?
Why not? At least we can try, even if nothing happens.
Maybe something happened to Green Hornet.
We've taken chances before.
Men who continue gamble, not always lucky, Mr. Britt.
Sorry, Kato. We could play it safe. After all, the woman did confess. To all intents and purposes, that murder is solved. And yet...
Yes, I understand. It's growing dark outside, Mr. Britt. You want Hornet's mask on the gun?
Yes, we're going out in a black beauty.
Very good, Mr. Britt.
Oh.
Where do we go?
To Miss Robinson's apartment, Kato. I want to take a look at her place. Come on.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Kato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
You drive, Kato. I want to check on the gas weapon, make sure it's ready if we need it.
Very good, Mr. Britt. Where is the apartment?
Here's the address. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Kato pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the night.
front way, Cato. Most likely the homicide squad's detailed a policeman to guard Miss Robinson's apartment. I'll be right outside her door.
So, Danny, will you fire escape, yes?
Well, there it is, waiting for us. The windows will be locked, but we can take care of that. Once we're inside, we'll look around carefully.
I understand.
There's one thing more. Here in the glove compartment.
Hmm? What? Mr. Britt, you bring a camera.
Yes, loaded with infrared film. It can take pictures in the darkness, and no one will be the wiser. There's plenty of film. Okay, let's go. We'll be working on that window inside of 2 minutes.
Frame on the surface of dressing table.
Those scratches prove just the opposite, Cato. This picture's new.
What do you mean, Mr. Britt?
Some other picture frame made those marks, Cato.
Look at
that frame. Look at the bottom.
Huh? Oh. Bottom of picture frame covered with silk pads.
That's what I mean. This frame couldn't make those scratches in a million years. Miss Robinson or someone else substituted Stockman's picture for another one. But they overlooked that one detail. I wonder whose picture it was.
Yes. Perhaps that might be key to mystery. Where do you go?
Wait, we'll take a look at the front room. Put out that light. The policeman will be in the hall. He might notice it under the door. That's it. Quiet now.
Very dark.
That's fine.
Look there. Light comes through on the hall door.
One place. That's the policeman, Cato.
This is very dangerous.
That can't be helped with.
Who is that? Policeman not move? Somebody else.
Coming this way toward the hall door. Listen.
Foreigner mystery. Is there something you want? Yes, that's it. Oh, one of them curious. When you're wasting your time. Read the photo. You're not a cop. You're not a reporter. You got no written permission. And I can't.
Mr. Blitz, look on the door. Shadows move around. They're fighting. They fight.
It's over now. One of them is down.
Yes, but which one? What's it?
Stand still, Tito. Whoever it is coming in, don't move. It's dark.
Maybe it's policeman. Yeah?
Quiet.
Come on, Cato. We've got to get him out.
With the halls of the rooming house choked with flame and smoke and an unconscious policeman on their hands, Britt Reed and Cato were still able to get away. And 20 minutes later, when Ed Lowry arrived, he learned that the Green Hornet had done something else besides saving the policeman.
He wore a mask. He went through the house knocking on all the doors.
Hey, I was out of the street. I'm going to burn the line. Hey, Jane. Jane, are you all right? Say, what gives, Hanson? The Green Hornet turning Boy Scout?
That's what they say. I can't figure it out.
Imagination, I guess.
Yeah, the smoke must have been too thick for him to tell. Besides, that guy didn't look like the Green Hornet. He wasn't tall enough.
What guy?
The guy who slugged me when I was standing watch outside of the Robinson James room.
Slugged you? You mean that lump on your forehead?
Well, what do you think? I was shadowboxing with myself.
No, I figured you got it helping those people out of the building.
I don't know how I got out myself. I was out cold. Somebody must have carried me out.
Yeah. You weigh over 200, pal.
All I know is I woke up outside. Say, Lowry, do you think maybe I get a walk to the belt and own it?
I don't know. You say some guy slugged you to get in that dame's apartment?
Search me. I don't know from nothing.
Could have been that, though.
It might have been.
Who was he?
I don't know.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what do you know?
There was only one light on that floor. It was over our head. He was wearing a hat. There was a dark shadow over his face down to his chin.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Why would anybody want to go in there? What was the guy after?
Look out!
Hold it. There goes the wall. Nothing left but a heap of bricks. You'll never find out now.
Lowry! Ed Lowry!
Oh, go away, Gail. I'm busy.
It was arson, Lowry.
Will you stop bothering me? I'm trying... What's that? Arson?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, how'd you find out?
Well, I asked the fire chief. He said they found a pile of kerosene-soaked rags underneath the steps on the first floor before the fire got the better of them. I reckon that means somebody set the fire on purpose, doesn't it?
You said it, baby. That's what arson means.
I guess that guy was after something, huh?
Yeah, and he covered his tracks. And I mean covered.
The fire chief found something else, Lowry, or one of his men did.
Yeah, what?
Be careful. Half of it's burned off already.
Well, come on, give.
Here. Isn't there something familiar about that?
Familiar? Holy mackerel, I'll say there is. You must be slug nutty, Hanson. I thought you said that guy was too small.
Too small for what?
That was the Green Hornet. Look, here's his seal. What in the world has the Hornet got to do with that murder in the first place? Answer me that.
Golly, I don't know, Lowry. Where do you think he is now?
Here, Cato. Hang this film in the dryer.
It's very dark in here. What is film?
Oh,
I have it.
Careful. I don't want to spoil these.
Did he drive very fast with new fan, yes?
Oh, Mr. Pete. Never mind, I'll get him. Hello?
Hello, that you, boss?
Oh, Lowry. Sort of late for a phone call, isn't it?
Sure, but Donovan wanted you to know, boss. Maybe there is something to what Gail Manning said about that Robinson name.
About Miss Robinson being innocent?
A lot of peculiar things have been happening. The house burned down.
Whose house?
The Robinson name's house. A cop on guard there got slugged. The house was set on fire.
Oh, wait, slow down. I'm a little tired. I can't...
Oh, you've been asleep, huh?
Not exactly. The house was set on fire. Who did it, Lowry?
It looked like it was the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? No.
Yeah. Well, what's he got to do with this shindig?
Maybe Miss Robinson can answer that one, Lowry. Where are you, at the police station?
No.
Well, why not? Somebody ought to talk to Miss Robinson to find out...
Somebody's going to, all right, boss. You know who.
Somebody besides... Oh, yeah. Well, after all, Lowry, Miss Manning talked to her before. I guess she's the logical one. I might drop over there myself.
What's that, boss?
Thanks for the news, Lowry. Good night.
Mr. Britt, my look at negative under light. Picture very clear. I think perhaps print will show us face of man very well, yes?
Better than we saw it in the room?
Oh, it's much better. Infrared, very excellent.
Okay, let's print them, and quickly. I have a special reason for hurrying.
No, I don't know anything about the Green Hornet.
That's mighty peculiar, Miss Robinson. Don't you think so?
Oh, please.
You're awfully nervous about something. Now, honestly, you didn't commit that awful murder, did you?
I said I did, didn't I?
You be careful how you try to protect someone else. You'll find yourself in an electric chair.
Oh, no, I won't.
You didn't kill that Stockman fellow, did you? Who did it? You can tell me.
Stop that! Stop prying at me! I've said all I'm going to! I did it! I did it! I did it! I did it, I tell you!
My You're just as nervous as a hound dog looking for a fox.
Here they are, Mr. Reed.
Well, I declare. Mr. Reed.
Hello, Miss Manning.
What are you all doing around here?
Well, Larry called me and gave me the dope on the phone. This is Miss Robinson, I take it.
What is this, a pink tea?
Oh, you know how newspapermen are, Miss Robinson. When it comes to asking questions, they're worse than police. Ask Hanson, he'll tell you.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
I hope you've listened to Miss Manning and decided to change your statement, Miss Robinson.
After all, nothing. I'm standing on my rights. Put me back in my cell. I'm not going to talk to these clowns any longer.
What the? It's all right.
Listen, why,
this is kind of a monkey wrench.
You shouldn't have touched that, Mr. Reed. Fingerprints.
Sorry, I forgot.
Mr. Reed, that car sounded like the Green Hornet.
Did it? I didn't notice, Gail.
What's it all about?
Hey, this looks like a photograph or something tied to the ranch. Just a man's face cut from the rest of the picture.
There's something written on the bag.
Yeah. If you want the whole picture, find this man. Huh. Say, Hanson, show that to Miss Robinson.
Yeah. Take a look.
Do you know him?
I never saw him before in my life.
You're not very good at lying, are you?
Say, I know this lug. That's Spade Conroy. I got a good idea where to find him, too.
Well, I declare, Miss Robinson fainted.
What's this all about?
You find Spade Conroy, Hanson. Maybe you'll get the answer.
We sure will, Mr. Reed. You coming with us?
I'd like to, but I'm too tired. You go ahead, Hanson. I'll read about it in the Sentinel tomorrow. As soon as that's in the corner near the police station, kid. Where's the Black Beauty?
In Elliot, over there.
Good, come on. I've got to beat the police to Spade Conroy. We know where he is. They'll have to look in on several places.
Did the photograph arouse reaction from women, Mr. Britt?
Yeah, she fainted. I wonder how Conroy will act.
That's everything, Link. Let's blow this town.
What about them printing presses? Them engraving plates, they're worth dough.
Yeah, they're worth a long jail sentence, too.
What do you care about that? You rubbed out Starkman.
Sure. It was gonna squeal.
No, what I mean is if they nab you, you're up on a murder rap. That's bigger than counterfeiting any day.
I never pin that rap on me. The dame is gonna take it.
Hey, you mean you're double-crossing her?
That's right.
But you said you was gonna see that she got clear once you were able to cover your tracks.
But the best way to cover my tracks is to pull out. The only reason it didn't blow sooner is I had to go to her apartment and get my photograph out from behind a bookcase. That would have been the payoff.
Yeah, that's right. They'd have known she wasn't engaged to Stockman then.
But she ain't engaged to me, neither.
What do you mean? You gave her a ring.
Why, sure. So she'd do what I asked her to. Go in and say she bumped Stockman off, see? She's nuts about me.
Well, she hears you're gone, and that you didn't arrange her alibi, she'll talk. She'll talk plenty.
Yeah, so what? They'll never find me. Besides, she can prove easy she was in Kansas City when Stockman was shot. She won't face trial.
Yeah? She'll face it all right. She'll be an accessory after the fact.
Well, you ought to be a lawyer. Come on.
Well, okay. Okay,
hey,
but
what
I...
What are those cars? Well, they look like police cars.
Yeah, you're right.
Boy, we spotted them just in time. I told you we had to beat it. Now, come on. We can go out the back way before they get here. Come on. Link, we're as free as the breeze.
Mm.
Well, look at us. Traveling easy will be a couple of states away before you know it. And when I think of them cops checking over them engraved plates and that printing press, it's funny. Go on, laugh. I said laugh.
Spade, there's a car pulling up on us.
I told you to... Fred?
A car. It's catching up fast.
Link, it can't be the cops. Who is it? Holy cats, it's a Green Hornet.
It's no use. He's beside us. Look out.
Use that gun! Use that!
No, you don't. Take it, you rat!
Ow.
And this. You've been going for a ride, Conroy, but you were heading the wrong way.
What's going on here? Did I miss anything? Hey, Gail, what gives?
It's a counterfeiting plant, Lowry.
Yeah, the whole layout. But we didn't catch anybody. We was looking for Spade Conroy to ask him some questions. but he was gone when we got here.
Spade Conroy? Well, who's that out in the alley?
Out in the alley? There's nobody out in the alley.
What are you talking about? I ought to know. I fell over them as I came in. Two guys out cold, and one of them is Conroy.
Well, I'll be... Come on, you men.
There they are. Turn your flashlights on them.
Well, doggone every day.
Hey, what's that on his chest?
It's a photograph. Hanson, I declare. Isn't this the same one Conroy's face was cut from?
Yeah, that's what it is, Miss Manning. Am I seeing things? Lowry, he's pulling somebody along. Look, who is it?
Why, it's you, Hanson.
Me? So this is the thug who socked me. This picture was taken last night in that Robinson dame's apartment.
Holy mackerel, that's real evidence, Hanson. I'll bet the slug will talk plenty when he wakes up. And if he doesn't, the other guy will, and so will Miss Robinson.
Hanson, I reckon you all just solved that murder.
Well, what do you know? What do you know? But say, how'd they get here? Who took care of them?
That's easy, Hanson. The one crook who never gets caught. The Green Hornet.
Dramas are sent to you each Saturday at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. This program has come to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit.